Broncos, welcome to the next episode of Abroad in Your Horizons, a SCU Global Engagement podcast where we talk about education abroad and diverse cultural experiences. My name is Jada. My pronouns are she, her, hers, and I studied abroad in fall 2022 in the Milan, Italy Business IES program. Today, I'm joined by Nicole, who recently returned from their global experience. Nicole, can you please share your pronouns, program location, and major and minors with us?
Of course. My name is Nicole, and I'm a communications major and Spanish minor. My pronouns are she, her, hers, and I studied abroad in San Sebastian, Spain at the University of Deusto.
Yay, very cool. Thank you so much for being here. I'm really excited to talk with you more and just like pick your brain about your abroad experience. I first just want to start off with, why did you choose the program of your choice? Like, was there any motive behind it? Like, what interested you most about it?
Yeah. So when I was applying my sophomore year, I was pretty torn on what program to choose and what program to apply to. And I know a lot of people from Santa Clara study abroad in Barcelona. It's like a very big destination. It's a super competitive program every single year. And I knew I wanted to go somewhere in Spain. So I felt that applying to Barcelona would actually be like good for me. And I thought I would know a ton of people there. So it'd be like an easier program to go to with like being surrounded by a lot of Santa Clara students. So I actually started an application for Barcelona, but then soon into the application process, I realized that I wanted to go to a smaller city in general. I just wanted a smaller town. And then I wanted it to be just a program that not a lot of Santa Clara students go to. So I kind of did a whole like 180 and withdrew my Barcelona application and then started a new one for San Sebastian. I only knew a couple other students that were applying there and I didn't know them super well, but we just like, I knew their names. But I kind of just wanted to push myself outside of my comfort zone and go to a place that I probably like wouldn't go to normally. And I'm happy, like I wanted to go somewhere in Spain cause I'm a Spanish minor. So I was happy that this program had, like obviously classes in Spanish and then also a lot of communications courses. Mm-hmm. It is a little bit more difficult to go to this program if you're not either business or comm, just because of the classes that are offered. But it was honestly like the perfect location for me. I also wanted to be by the ocean and my apartment was like a 5-minute walk to the beach. So that was a major, major plus.
Yay. That's cool. You mentioned about like how you kind of chose this program to step out of your comfort zone and just have that feeling of like being like a little uncomfortable than like what you're used to here. I guess like what were your initial thoughts and feelings as you prepared to go abroad, given that you had kind of like those anticipations?
Yeah. I think after I got in and was like preparing, I definitely had a lot of like anxiety just with all the unknown that was coming up.
Yeah.
Cause like, there's just, you can talk to people that went and like talk to the advisors and like get help on like classes and stuff, but there's just so much unknown knowing that like you're about to live in like a foreign country and like go through this experience that you've never done before. So I definitely was really, really nervous for a lot of the like preparation part. And I kind of became more comfortable like reaching out to the people that I was going with, like on my program. And then also like the Santa Clara students that had returned the year before. I would ask them just like a lot of questions to prepare because there was just so much unknown going in. And then also just my program in general, like I know, I think maybe for IES, like you guys had like a list of courses like that you could enroll in before leaving and like you were in contact with like your program provider, whereas San Sebastian's direct enroll. So like I was basically an exchange student at this university and like the enrollment was kind of the same at Santa Clara where like you don't know what classes you're going to take until you're there. So like I got to San Sebastian and then that's when they gave me like a list of classes being like, okay, here's like the ones that you can select from. So there was just a lot of like unknown going into it because like I just didn't have a lot of information. But I think because of that, I just became really used to just going with the flow and like trusting the process because there's going to be lots of things that like are just out of your control. Like you can send all the emails that you want, like try and get all this information, but like just letting go sometimes and knowing that like it'll all work out the way it's supposed to is kind of what got me through those hard times.
Yeah. Would you say that that's kind of like the lesson you learned the most about like abroad, just like going with the flow, ensure or realizing like everything's like meant to be, mm-hmm. and just like either way, like you'll make the most of it and you'll just always have a good time.
Yeah, definitely. I think one of the main ones, especially when it comes to like things with school and like contacting the programs and getting a visa, like a lot of that is frustrating and like a frustrating process and it's just like scary. So definitely just like letting go of things that you can't control in that sense is something that I got used to. When I applied for my, this was before I went. So like when I applied to get my study visa and like sent in my passport and money order and like all this important information, my passport got stolen from the mail, like when it was arrived at the consulate in San Francisco. So they like sent me an email saying like, we got your package with like your documents, but like your passport's gone, like, and your money order is gone. Like it was your package, like ripped open. Like, and I was like freaking out. And all summer I was driving to the consulate in San Francisco and I live like 20 minutes from the city. So it wasn't like a hassle to go there, but like it was on my mind 24/7. So I had to fully reapply to get a new passport over the summer, like 2 months before I left. And that just required like so many meetings and like phone calls and like waiting lines. So I think I just realized that like I can do all that I can in a day and like talk to who are, like as many people as I can. But then at the end of the day, like it'll work out the way it's going to work out. Like you need to just let go after you do all the work to prepare. Cause like you did it all. And now like the process behind the scenes just needs to like do its thing.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, that's crazy that so much happened before you even went abroad.
Yeah. And I ended up getting it. It came, I don't know if this is like, it might be illegal, but I lied to the like US passport agency being like, my flight's like tomorrow, like I need my passport. Yeah. So they gave me like an emergency appointment when I went in person and like told them that whole story.
Yeah.
I just like really did the most to like try and get a passport. And then I reapplied for my study visa and was like begging and crying and like asking the woman to like, please help me. And then I ended up getting my visa like a week before I left. So it all worked out, but the summer beforehand was not the most relaxing summer vacation before going abroad.
Yeah. No, I had like a similar, not as bad as yours, but it was definitely like getting the visa was probably one of the hardest things I've had to do in terms of like the legal documents. Mm-hmm. Like there's so much that goes into just getting your visa approved, mm-hmm. and just like, it's like a waiting game, you know, it's like, there's only so much you can do. You just have to let it like, let the consulate do its thing. And so I think with that, like all those challenges, it made me more empathetic of like the international students who come here to Santa Clara just to study. And you already know, like the visa for America is just so much harder to obtain compared to like when we go for only like a few months.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, that's so true. And I feel like you also learn so much about like government agencies and the way that like these processes work and systems work. And it like sucks when you're doing it and you're filling out those forms. Cause like, it's the last thing you want to do is like fill out like this annoying like government form with all this information that you don't know. But then like after the fact, when you kind of look back at yourself doing that, like you grew like so much by just doing that.
Yeah.
And I feel like I realized like I can do hard things. Like I can go through that entire process and have all that stuff happen to me. And like you come out of the other side, like knowing you have so much more knowledge about like that area now. You just like need to have the experience, which like you don't really realize going through it. You're just kind of like stressed out. But then when you get out the other end, you're like, oh wait, now I like know all these things.
Yeah.
It's cool.
Like you're more prepared for like if it ever happens again, which I hopefully it doesn't.
I know.
And you just like feel like stronger that like you could achieve more. So like with that, like what would you say was kind of like the biggest challenge you faced like abroad and like what did you learn most from it?
Yeah. I think abroad, one thing that I really struggled with was getting into a new routine when I was there. because I think I like love having a morning routine, like evening routine, like when I'm at home. I really like rely on it to kind of set myself up for like a good day and like get things done and be productive. So when I was there and I was in San Sebastian, I just realized that like my routine was just completely thrown off because of like the lifestyle changes and just the cultural changes as well. Because not only was like, I didn't know how to like navigate the city, or I didn't know like which stores had what I needed. Cause I lived in like an apartment, needed to get like a ton of stuff for it. But then I also like the stores in Spain closed from like 3 to 5 because of siesta. But like, that's at home when I like love to run my errands and like, I love to get things done. Like just run those little errands and pick things up. So my whole day was just kind of like turned around on like when I do things, and I couldn't have like my mornings where I like cook for myself and then like do work and then go to class. And then later in the day, I'll run all my errands. It's like, no, I need to like completely switch it around. And it like sounds kind of simple, but it really threw me for a loop. And I had a hard time adjusting to that for like a long time. It wasn't just like a week and I was fine. It was, and then like, I was always so tired. So I like wanted to sleep. Like people stay out so late in Spain. So then I would stay out late and then wake up so late and then everything would be closed. Like just my entire routine and lifestyle was just like really turned around.
Yeah. No, I could definitely relate to that. I remember, like, you know, here, like Target is like mm-hmm. our everything. Like it has yeah. groceries, like yeah. necessities, like toiletries, like all of that. And I remember asking like one of the IES staff, I was like, do you guys have anything similar to like a Target here? And like, they're Italian, but of course, like our food in English. And they're like, you mean like a Target, like for archery? Like, you know, like the yeah. Target. And so I was like, whoa, that's like a cultural difference uh-huh. where it's like America, we just have a store that can fulfill all our needs. Yeah. But like in Italy, it's like, no, like mm-hmm. there's one for toiletries. There's mm-hmm. one grocery stores. There's one for just clothing, you know?
Yeah.
So kind of just like adapting to that with, while also like fixating your routine.
Yeah.
You know, it's like navigating like where you can go and do things mm-hmm. while also like making it work with your schedule.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. So yeah, I think just like my routine changing, that was probably the biggest like obstacle that was kind of like consistent throughout, just because you're constantly like in a new space and in a yeah. new area that like you don't know and you're not really familiar with. So, but I feel like now I'm kind of able to like quickly like not change my routine, but just like adapt it to other like situations mm-hmm. that I'm in now that I'm even back home.
Yeah. So you said it kind of took you like a while to like get into that routine, but what were some aspects that kind of helped you assimilate to that and just like the new culture?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think, well, one thing that like I did for myself that like really like calmed me down when I was like stressed out about the like routine things and like didn't know like how to like get going with my day and stuff, I like have my comfort show that like I would always watch at home, which is Gilmore Girls.
Oh, yeah.
So when I was abroad, I like bought a VPN to watch certain things, cause like that like really, really makes me feel better when I'm like kind of stressed out. So I would like start every morning by watching like half an episode of Gilmore Girls and then like end my day by watching the other half. And like, it sounds so like small and dumb, but like it really, really helped me when I would wake up like stressed out about what I had to do and didn't know like where things were in the city. But I would just like have that little time for myself, like that 20 minutes. And then I'd be like, okay, like it's going to be okay. Like, you know how to do this. Like, you're not here for super long again. Like, you only have like 2 more months. Like, let's just like get going. So that definitely helped, just finding like some little moments to like take for yourself. And then I think I definitely like relied on my roommates a lot for like asking questions, like when we needed to get like a SIM card for like your phone, like I would drag them with me and like make them help me like pick stuff out and just like ask some questions, and we would like go grocery shopping together and like try and like speak with the people who work there in Spanish to like ask what certain like foods that they have. So I think just like also surrounding myself with others helped when I was like put in those situations where I didn't really know what I was doing, because they're having that same experience. Like, they don't know either. And it's helpful just to have someone with you instead of just like a 1v1, like people from completely different cultures, like trying to navigate something like that.
Yeah. No, I think that's definitely like a really good point. I feel like a lot of people kind of like glamorize mm-hmm. study abroad, where it's like, oh yeah, I'm going to be in a new country. Like I'm going to travel everywhere. I'm going to explore the whole city, but like it gets tiring, mm-hmm. you know, and you kind of need that like self or time for yourself.
Yeah.
And that like comfort,
yeah.
like the shows. I remember I was watching like Netflix and mm-hmm. they just removed like Friends mm-hmm. from America yeah. Netflix. But I was on European Netflix. And so I got to watch that. And that was kind of like my comfort show as well.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's cool. So I know you spoke about your program being kind of like a direct enroll. Mm-hmm. How was that kind of like different than Santa Clara? Like, would you say you kind of enjoyed it more or less in Santa Clara? And like, how was it being in the same space as like other students who are from Spain?
Yeah, I mean, they're just extremely different. Like going to school in San Sebastian, it kind of felt like I was attending like a high school just because of the size of it. I think it was just like a little bit over 1,000 students. And the entire university was like one like little quad. And then all around it was like the classrooms, the library, the dining hall. So everyone was always in like this one hub in the middle. So that was nice because like when you were like going to class, or you were walking to like get food, like you always ran into people that you knew because everyone would hang out there. But I never like a huge difference from Santa Clara to Deusto was that like at Santa Clara, when I like go to class, I'll like pack my things to like go to the library afterwards and like grab food at Benson and then meet up with a friend and like go for a walk on campus. Whereas like I was honestly just going to the university in San Sebastian to like go to my class and then come home. Like I didn't really spend time on the campus because they didn't have the same like resources and buildings and spaces to like do your homework in. So that was a big difference. And then also, I think this is just like also Spanish culture, but like meeting with professors and like going to class, just things like run late and people just don't really, they like take it seriously, but it just doesn't feel the same. Like mm-hmm. it doesn't feel like an actual, it just didn't feel like similar to Santa Clara, like yeah. the setting of the classroom. A lot of it was just like lecture and then like that was it. Like it wasn't really discussion vibes, which is what like a lot of my classes here are. So I think those were like the main differences between like those two schools. But I did love, like my favorite aspect of San Sebastian was that it was direct enroll. And I feel like I got the most out of my abroad experience by it being that type of program, because I was in like classes with those like abroad students that were from other places in Europe. But then I was also in like a Spanish class with like local San Sebastian students. So like that was super cool to also just see them like living their day to day, like they're yeah. college kids, but like this is their school. So that was pretty cool and like a little bit intimidating and like scary. But I mean, I thought it was a super cool, like unique experience.
Yeah, no. It wasn't until I got abroad that I realized the US and like England are the only places that actually have like dormitories mm-hmm. like on the campus.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so like since you lived in an apartment, it's like you had to actually like commute to school.
Yeah.
And so in some sense, it was kind of nice because like you get to explore the city like mm-hmm. in between like your commute
yeah.
from your home to the university.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, that's pretty cool. And I could also agree, like my language class was probably like the most fun because mm-hmm. I loved my Italian professor. I feel like she always gave us like tips and tricks about how to navigate the city, mm-hmm. but also just like learning how to like communicate with everyone mm-hmm. around was like the most helpful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you know Italian before going to Milan?
I didn't, but surprisingly, I don't know if you've ever learned Italian, but it's pretty similar to Spanish.
Yeah, that's what I've heard. And I feel like I know like some words and it's always like similar to Spanish.
Yeah.
I think, I know San Sebastian, like it was super nice knowing mm-hmm. Spanish, like going in.
Yeah.
But it's still like, I could understand like what people are saying to me, like on the street and like on menus and like know how to read it all. But like, I've taken like 7 years of Spanish before even going abroad, but like speaking Spanish with like local people from Spain, I was like, had a knot in my stomach the entire time. I was so nervous because it honestly like all comes down to confidence. And like, even now that I'm back, like, and I had that experience, it's still like, I get like nervous, but it honestly, I feel like you just need to believe in yourself and like do it, because even if you mess up, like they don't really care. They like that you're trying and like know a little bit of their language. But I had to tell myself that like every single day, because a lot of people still knew English too in San Sebastian, even though it was a super small town, like lots of people knew English. So they would just kind of like speak English to me because they could just tell I was American. But then when I would speak Spanish to them, they were like surprised. And then they would like say something back. And then I was like, okay, wait, now I need to think, like, how do I respond?
No, yeah, that's one thing I noticed too. It's like when you're actually forced in the position, it is nerve-wracking, but also I feel like it motivates you more to like learn the language more and just like get better at it, because you want to be able to communicate with them. Mm-hmm. You want to like learn the language to like assimilate to them most. And just like, I feel like it helped for me to get the most out of like the experience when I could like communicate, because then it really made me feel like I was a local, you know? And it's like, oh, like I'm not just learning it just to learn it. Mm-hmm. It's like, oh, like I could actually survive in this, like in Milan.
Yeah.
If I really took like Italian seriously.
Yeah, I know. And the guys I lived with, we made like a rule that, I think this only lasts like a week, but we made a rule that every time we like leave the apartment and we're walking, either to get dinner or like to run an errand, or to go to class, like we need to speak to each other in Spanish. You like can't talk to each other in English. And that was nice because like you're talking to other Americans, like they know that like you're just practicing. But it did make me like so much more comfortable and just better like speaking and conversing in Spanish. So then when I like walked into a store and someone asked me a question, I was like a little bit better and like felt better being on the spot and having to speak Spanish.
It's always weird too, because now that we're like back in the US, it's like I have more empathy for people who don't really understand or can't really speak English that well, because it's hard to learn a new language. So interesting to put ourselves in like that new perspective. I just wanted to ask one last question, but like I know like your abroad experience was like really fun, given like you're a peer advisor now too, but like if you were to kind of like go back again, like what is something you would do like differently,
like before I go or when I was there,
like while you were there?
Let's see, honestly I'll give like a couple, because this first one is like kind of superficial, but I just like thought, I had this thought in my mind before I went that everyone in Europe and everyone in Spain, it just dresses like super super nice all the time. And that like everyone just has such good fashion and style and like wears really nice clothing, like never wears like just like loungewear. But so like because of that, I just didn't really pack a lot of the things that like I was comfortable wearing. Like I left my like basics at home that like I wear a ton. So then when I got there, then I was just like getting ready to like run, like get a coffee across the street. I was like, I have nothing to wear to this. Like I don't have anything that's just like a white t-shirt. When like I realized that everyone just dresses like very casually, as at least in San Sebastian. I know in other places in Spain, like it was just a lot more casual. And then people definitely did dress like nice and stuff to go to class. And like people would just wear like cute stuff around the city. But I wish I brought like my everyday clothes. Like I just always love to wear here, because like you're going to want to wear them when you're there as well. Okay, that's a small one. And then I guess my second one that I wish I did was, I feel like I definitely hung out with like the people from like the other schools in the US, like the people from LMU and like Richmond, I like got to know. And I also got to know the people from like Sweden and Germany and all that. But I think I could have gotten like even closer and like stayed in San Sebastian even more, because I definitely did like a lot of traveling, like a lot of people do when they're abroad. But I honestly wish I like stayed in San Sebastian more and just spent more time like with the people that were in my program, instead of like traveling on the weekends to meet up with like my other Santa Clara friends, which I loved and like I don't regret, but I wish I just had like more time to just like hang out in the city that I was studying in.
Yeah, no, there's definitely like pros and cons to that, because like once you're in Europe, traveling is just so easy, whether it's like by train or like Ryanair, like you know, the cheap flights. So it's like you definitely want to take advantage of it. But also it's like you're studying abroad in San Sebastian. It's like you want to get to know that area at least. But yeah, I think like though you did have like a good balance, like you were at least like there throughout the week and then like traveled through the weekend. So I feel like you made the most of it.
No, I think so too. And like all the students that I was studying with from like all over Europe, they would always, they're like, the Americans are, they're traveling so much. Like you guys leave every single weekend. Like, where are you guys going? Yeah. And we're like, well, we're so far away from home. Like you guys are like around this like vicinity, this like country. Like I had never been to a lot of these places. And like, I'm so close to them now. So like, why not? Like, why not just travel and like see all these places and then also just get to live in San Sebastian like during the week. So it was, but that was like exhausting, but I still loved it. Like, don't regret it.
Well, I feel like now you can still say like San Sebastian's like your second home.
Totally. No, it is. I miss it a lot.
Well, thank you so much for having this conversation with me. I really enjoyed learning more about your experience and just reflecting on like a high of our both of our college time.
Yeah, of course. Thanks for having me.